Senior Story, Chapter 1. Back to school and big news. Hey, Giselle, wait up. Oh, hi, Anna. How was your summer? Can you believe it's over already and we're back at school? Yeah, I know. Sure flew by, but it was good. My family visited a lot of relatives, so we traveled a lot.
That's cool, Giselle replied. I played a lot of soccer and went to 3 ambassador soccer camps. I learned a ton.
You're the only girl I know who plays soccer the whole summer, laughed Anna.
How come you missed the first youth group last night? Were you at a soccer meeting or something? We missed you.
No. My neighbor Ziggy came over for dinner. He's been out of work for a year, and now he's found a job in Alaska for 6 months, but he can't bring his dog.
He wants me to take care of him. And guess what? He'll pay me $1,500.
I really want to go see my Aunt Wendy in Norway and have been saving for it. So now I'll have enough for the plane ticket next summer and extra spending money.
Wow, Anna was shocked. That's a lot for a fifth grader.
You're not kidding. He wanted someone he could trust and who Bozo, his dog, already knew. I'd have to go over 3 times a day for an hour, and then on weekends to do some cleaning too, since Bozo sheds a lot. And being right next door, I could go over whenever I want. My parents wouldn't have to drive me.
Hi, Giselle!
The cheery voice of Mr. Craig interrupted the girls from behind as they walked toward their lockers.
Where were you last night? Did Anna tell you the exciting news?
No. What news?
Clearing his throat and sounding like a Broadway stage announcer, he said, "Introducing the new Denver Christian Academy traveling drama team."
Mr. Craig's whole face lit up and Giselle's mouth fell open.
"No way! That's awesome! I know we talked about it a lot last year, but I really didn't think it would happen."
The only thing that came close to Giselle's love for soccer was acting. And now the school was going to have their own traveling drama team?
That's so cool, said Giselle.
But what Mr. Craig said next was even more exciting.